this is, I guess the next would be the public hearing on the assessment rolls for sewer and water. Who's going to give the presentation?
I will. The assessment rolls are the rolls that are held in utility billing office, and they're the records, the front footage records of which the assessment rate, which we'll adopt later, are billed from.
Mr. Griffin?
Any members of council have questions about what that's for? No? Anyone here from the public who wants to be heard regarding the adoption of the assessment rolls for sewer and water districts? Again, anyone from the public who wants to be heard on the issue of assessment rolls for sewer and water districts? Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized. We will close the public hearing. The next public hearing is an ordinance establishing the annual sewer charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission, and or treatment and connection charges for all sewer and water district. This is an ordinance that would set the annual rates. We will begin that with a presentation, and then we will open it up to public comment.
Okay. Again, this public hearing is regarding proposed sewer and water rates. And the county proposed budget for the wastewater program is $29.9 million. That includes a little over half of it, $15.3 million, is for operations and maintenance of our various systems, and $14.6 million is to repay bonds and interest on loans that was used to finance the capital costs for the system. We are recommending an increase of $8, $2 a quarter for the service charges, which is the operations and maintenance charge that was billed quarterly. This is would raise approximately $490,000. It would help partially offset some of the costs that we have that have previously been charged to the general fund that really pertain to the sewer and water districts. An example that was given was our personnel department, for instance, handles personnel issues for all county staff. And what we are proposing in this year's budget is to more properly account for them and charge part of those costs for the personnel department to the sewer and water based on the number of employees that they have. That's just to give an example. System connection charges are one-time hookup charges, which we modify these each year. We look at the construction price index, which is an index for inflation, and we modify those rates. They are one-time hookup charges to cover the capital cost for a new user for transmission and treatment. The Millville Sewer Project is just, for the most part, is just about done. And what we are recommending is a front foot assessment rate. This is a new district. We are recommending a front foot assessment rate for Millville of $5.18 a front foot. This compares to $9.85 per front foot, which was the rate that was discussed at the public hearing several years ago. So that rate is 47% less than what was proposed due to our costs were much less than what we anticipated, and our funding, we received better financial funding, so we were able to reduce that rate to the $5.18 level. Utility billing, there is a decrease in recommended funding for utility billing. Our capital items within the O&M budget, there is a 38% decrease, about $648,000. Our general fund grants for sewer districts are down by 36%, by $520,000 in the proposed budget. Our growth in our engineering department is busy. We continued growth we've gone from 13,000 EDUs in 88 to 61,000 now. And even in such a difficult year as this current year, our number of hookups is up 2.3%. This chart just summarizes some of the capital items. These are ongoing capital items we have basically to keep keep our districts operational. We rebuild pumps on a regular basis. Some of our districts are 30 years old now, and there's a number of things we do to keep things, keep our wastewater program working. Future service areas, these are some of the projects that we are working on now, that the engineering department is working on. Some of these are funded by federal stimulus money, which is, for instance, Johnson's Corner is one of those projects. So that will help those residents because part of that money is grant money that we did not anticipate. So when now is not the time for, we're not proposing rates for Johnson's Corner except for a connection fee, but when, you know, hopefully that will have a beneficial effect on rates for Johnson's Corner. Oak Orchard expansion, again, another project. Angola is another one we're working on. And I think Mrs. Jennings is going to.
Okay, this outlines the capital projects for water and sewer. The ones that are receiving the stimulus money are the Angola Sewer District of $14 million, Oak Orchard expansion of $4.2 million, Inland Bays expansion of $1.3 million, and Johnson's Corner of $7 million, for a total of our projects of $41.7 million, and this is up from last year from $38.7 million. The next two slides are the connection fees that Mr. Baker just talked about. They're one-time fees for sewer hookup. There is a 4.95% increase based on the construction cost inflation rate, and these fees help to pay for the future expansion of the sewer districts. There's the other slide for the rates. Now Ms. Webb will finish up this part of the presentation.
Here's the sewer and water district's assessment and service charge rates proposed for 2010 budget. First, for the assessment rates, it's comparing fiscal year 2009 to the proposed 2010 budget. The assessment rates are the rates that pay us back for the capital infrastructure for the system, what it costs us to build the system, what the money was we had to borrow, and what debt service payment we need to make, the principal and interest pay for that system, we charge back to the residents in the sewer district, and that's the assessment rates that's charged. Typically, once that's established, when we set those rates, it doesn't change unless there's a major improvement done to the system and we have to borrow more money for the system. The next column, the service charge, comparing 09 to 2010, the service charge is what pays us the operation and maintenance of the sewer system, what it costs us to run that system, get that waste to the treatment plant and to treat it. As we talked about earlier, we are seeing an $8 increase this year in our sewer rates. On the assessment side, we have two new rates that we're setting. One's for Millville. We went in with the expansion at the public hearing, charging $9.85 a front foot after it was all done, and that was a very long project. We're setting the rate at $5.18, very, very favorable for those residents in Millville. And the other one is Prince George's Acres, expansion of the Dagenham-Frankfort Sewer District. That expansion was predicted to be $5.77. It came in at $5.51, so it was favorable to them. We typically have a reputation of coming in lower on our rates, and we do the best that we can to work these rates for the people in the district. This is the average total annual assessment and service charge. If you average it all up and you add the assessment rate and the service charge, what an individual would be paying in a year and the percentage change, we feel, although we hate to pass on the $8 administrative fee, we think it's feasible. And for sewer, the Water and Sewer District relief programs, we did not cut any of our grant money for our relief programs in either water and sewer or property tax programs. We offer assistance for service charges and for septic system and connection fee and septic installation if needed. And that would be offered up at the Utility Billing Division if you'd like more information. Same way with property tax assistance programs. That would be offered up at the tax office if needed. I think that wraps it up onto the public hearing for sewer and water rates, assessment, service charge, and connection.
Okay. Is there anyone here from the public who, Mr. Kramer?
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scottsdale Road. Oh, I thought you guys weren't going to raise taxes. Not only are you raising taxes, now you're raising taxes on somebody who needs to use their bathroom. And before long, you're going to have the sheriff come in and raise some more taxes. I thought you guys said, oh, we didn't raise any taxes. Boy, it sure is so. The great thing is to raise taxes.
Anyone else like to be heard concerning the proposed ordinance to set the annual sewer and water rates in the county? Again, anyone else want to be heard? Let the record show no one else asked to be recognized. We will close the public hearing.
I just got one comment.
Mr. Cole.
My only comment, I think I make it every year, I've done it for 20 years, is we need to get to unit pricing. When you look at all these numbers and they're all over the board with different places, and I point out to the people out there that when you look at where it says sewer and water districts assessment service charges and everything else, you look at like Bethany Beach, which is where I live. So I'm paying 69 cents a front foot, and not, I don't live there, but I own property there, let's say, and that is some of the most affluent properties in Sussex County, and they're paying 69 cents. You go down to Dagsborough, they're paying $5.51. So we're all over the place, and it's because it's 69 cents because there was federal grant funding, which was tax dollars, everybody's tax dollars. Mm-hmm. So when we get grant funding and all this stuff to reduce the stimulus money, it's my money, I think that we ought to get the unit pricing so that we can, everybody pays the same in Sussex County, and we ought to start somehow coming up with a system to bring us to that point where it doesn't matter if you live in Bethany, Rehoboth, Blades, no matter what, your sewer rates are the same, it costs you the same for hookups, and it would make it much easier for our staff to figure all this out. It takes a lot of time to come up with these numbers, and I just think it's not equitable at this point in sewer service in Sussex County after 30-some years that we're still doing it this way that we started. And most of the towns do it differently. I think Georgetown is unit pricing. I don't know how Seaford, Mike. How does Seaford do it? Do you remember?
Yes, units.
Unit pricing. So unit pricing is the fairest and the best way to go. So I would, again, encourage this council to try to move Sussex County to unit pricing.
Yes.
And make it more equitable than in putting burdens on somebody because they got a lot of frontage on their lot just because the way the development was laid out, or they moved out in the country years ago, and all of a sudden Progress, I guess you want to call it, came out there, and they became in a sewer district, and next thing you know, they got hundreds of dollars every year, and maybe a neighbor who's only got a pie-shaped lot only pays $40. So there's a lot of inequity in what we do and unit pricing. So that's my comment. So, again, staff, I hope you've heard me. I hope the rest of the council's heard me.
I do believe that, unlike in the past, there is a general consensus among the council to look at this very seriously, and I believe that staff has already given some thought to it. So
good.
Expect a presentation in the next month or two.
Good.
Anything else? Okay.
George took the words out of my mouth.
We have three matters that can be voted on today if council wishes.
Read the titles.
The first is the ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2010.
Do I have a motion to approve the budget?
As amended.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the budget as amended. Any discussion?
Well, there's no longer any opportunity for the public to comment, so I don't see any reason not to
do what?
To approve it.
Well, then we'll call the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, everybody.
Matter that needs to be attended to is in relation to the assessment rolls, and that's done by motion Ms. Webb, do you have a motion?
Yes, I do.
Read that.
Be it moved that based on the recommendations of the county engineer and county finance director, and for the reasons stated during the public hearing, the Sussex County Council hereby adopts the assessment rolls for all Sussex County sanitary sewer and water districts as presented on June 16, 2009, for the period July 1, 2009 to June
30, 2010.
So moved.
That's my
Is there a second?
I appreciate it.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the motion read by Ms. Webb. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
The last matter is the an ordinance to establish the annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment, and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sanitary sewer districts.
Can I get a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the resolution read by Mr. Griffin. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll call the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Let me say before we dismiss that certainly the council needs to be complimented for having the vision to ask the staff to come in with a balanced budget without using reserves, understanding that we are experiencing very difficult times. Mr. Baker and Ms. Webb certainly deserve kudos for all their efforts. But a couple unsung heroes, I'm glad they were here to present today, Kathy Roth and Gina Jennings, Director of the Accounting, and Kathy is the Budget Director. Close enough. These two have been working since last year, knowing what was coming at us, because they see the numbers as they come in almost on a daily basis. Certainly weekly reports are in front of them. And these two did some very, very heavy lifting in this process, and I think Mr. Baker and Ms. Webb would agree that they deserve lots of credit.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you two very much. Okay. We will move on in the agenda, if I can find it. Are you up, Lawrence?
Yep.
I'm glad, because I haven't seen the fun of my agenda.